This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump is expected to speak soon before the Republican National Convention, making the case for Republican voters to re-elect her husband for another four-year term as president. This is the second night of the convention featuring both famous and everyday people who want to see the president re-elected. U.S. President Donald Trump is making remarks every night of the four-day convention. On Thursday, he will formally accept the Republican nomination from the White House, a controversial move that has sparked outcry from his critics, who say the president should separate his campaign for re-election from the office itself. For President Trump, the 4 days of the Republican convention are crucial, a chance through saturation television coverage for him to convince enough American voters that he deserves another four-year term, when national polls often show voters disapprove of his performance as the country's chief executive. During the past 3.5 years, he has 10 weeks to make his case before Election Day. The polls show Biden, his competitor Joe Biden for the Democrats, leading by an average of 7.6 percentage points, according to an aggregation of polls by the Real Clear Politics website. U.S. Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn on Tuesday apologized for overstating the life-saving benefits of treating COVID-19 patients with convalescent plasma. Scientists and medical experts have been pushing back against the claims about the treatment since President Trump's announcement on Sunday that the FDA had decided to issue emergency authorization for convalescent plasma. The convalescent plasma is taken from patients who have recovered from coronavirus. It contains COVID-19 antibodies that are believed to be helpful to patients still in the throes of the infection. President Trump has hailed the decision as a historic breakthrough. From